Hi everyone, I'm Pavi, the founder of this movement called Gromance, and I'm so happy to have you here. If you're anything like me, you are also passionate about holistic health, spirituality, and technology. I coined this term Gromance for this passion, this love of falling in love with your ever-evolving self. It means you experience self-love and compassion at every step of your growth journey. You approach life with absolute passion and purpose and be that infinite learner. Welcome to my space, and I hope you stay a while and explore. I release solo episodes every week on Monday, sharing my journey and learnings, and occasionally bringing in experts to have conversation about their journey of Gromance. How many of you feel completely exhausted after your 9-to-5 job with no energy left to do other things? I was guilty of it too. I've tried so many time management techniques and none of them have helped me maximize my energy until I started doing this one thing, that is tapping into my spiritual energy. That is exactly what I'm going to share with you on today's podcast episode. We all have only 24 hours in a day, but our energy levels are not limited, which means we have to manage our energy and not our time. By managing your energy, you can bring your best performance to whatever activity that comes up, whether it's being 100% present in conversations, contributing to creative ideas in a meeting, or fully focusing on a critical task. You can achieve results that are far superior to the incremental gains you might get from time management techniques. We need to honor our energies and practice in being tuned with our natural flow of energy. It's important to work with them and not against them to get the best possible results. Going against them makes us experience a void, which is also life giving us feedback. I worked 12 to 14 hour days, felt perpetually exhausted, and found it difficult to fully engage with my friends and family in the evenings, which left me feeling guilty and dissatisfied. I slept poorly, made no time to exercise, and seldom ate healthy meals, instead grabbing a bite to eat on the run or while working at my desk. I hope my experience is not uncommon. Most of us respond to rising demands in the workplace by putting in longer hours, which inevitably takes a toll on us physically, mentally, and emotionally. That leads to lack of energy to engage in other activities. My journey started with me wanting to lose weight and improve my eating habits. I started my health and fitness journey in 2020 more seriously and lost about 30 pounds. As I came to realize that stress is one of the biggest factors causing this weight gain, I started to improve my lifestyle. I started with yoga and meditation practices and slowly started enjoying it and went more deeper into it. And I saw immense results in my energy levels. Tapping into your spiritual energy can make you feel more positive, focus better, and demonstrate greater perseverance. Spiritual energy is when you feel like being in silence, praying, meditating, being with nature, and when you feel aligned with your purpose and values. The energy of the human spirit is when your everyday work and activities are consistent with what you value the most and with what gives you a sense of meaning and purpose. If the work you're doing really matters to you, you typically feel more energetic and motivated. To access the energy of the human spirit, we need to find our dharma. Dharma means the purpose of your life. Dharma is found between the intersection of varna and seva. A lot of Sanskrit words here, so let me explain. Varna is your passion and expertise, something that you're naturally good at doing. So rather than like you need to learn this or you need to become really good at this, it's like you've naturally got that skills. You're naturally good at it. You have that natural energy or an ability. When you go all in on that, you can use that in a number of different industries and number of different disciplines. It's not bound in any way. Seva means being of service. It means being compassionate and caring and understanding the genuine need of a group of people. Seva is actually the impact you can have on this world, the impact you can have on your community. So when Varna, your passion, and Seva, your purpose, comes together, that's your dharma. Your passion makes you happy. Your purpose makes other people happy. And when you turn your passion into a purpose by saving others, that is your dharma. For me, I love sharing insights and information. I love creating things and I have a lot of cool ideas. I just enjoy creating content and sharing them with other people and inspiring others with my stories. I also really enjoy interacting with other people and learning from their stories. I believe that there is always something to learn and something to share. This naturally led me to starting this movement called Growmance to share my growth journey and learnings and build a community where we can all come together, sharing our growth journey and inspiring each other through our stories. That feeling of using my skills and expertise and being of service to others is very fulfilling for me. When I do activities related to my purpose, whether that is creating content or making this podcast or anything that relates to Growmance, it gives me so much positive energy and I don't feel exhausted at all. I still work 12 hours and 14 hours days, but I get a lot of energy when I work on Growmance. The second aspect of tapping into your spiritual energy is living by your core values and being your authentic self, doing what truly matters to you. There's a beautiful statement in Bhagavad Gita that I want to quote. It says, better to practice your own purpose or your own calling imperfectly than to impersonate another person's life perfectly. I find that a lot of our lives are spent trying to imitate or impersonate other people's lives that are successful, which actually takes us further away from ourselves. Then we feel disconnected. And that's when we say things like, I don't know who I am. I don't feel connected to the work I'm doing. Why do we say that language of I feel disconnected? I don't know who I am. That is because we are literally being someone else. Meditation, constant self-reflection, and journaling are the best ways to take you closer to your meaning and purpose. I cannot emphasize how much meditation has changed my life in a positive way. It is a tool that provides me the clarity and focus on what I need to do to stay aligned with my core values and my purpose. So start asking yourself these three questions. I want to leave you all today with these three questions. Number one, what am I passionate about? Number two, what are my top skills and areas of expertise? Number three, how can I use them to be of service to others and create an impact in my community? So ask yourself these three questions. You might not find your answer in a day. It's a journey. But start consciously noticing your daily activities, your energy levels, and what you're naturally drawn towards. Start noticing what do your friends and family members come to you for? How do they describe you? Watch these things more closely and practice conscious living and start journaling. I'm sure you will find your dharma soon. If you want to talk more about your spiritual journey, finding your purpose or meditation techniques, please connect with me on Instagram at GrowmanceWithPavi. If you know of a friend or a family member who is in search of finding their purpose, and if you think this episode was helpful, then please share this episode with them. I hope this episode will take you one step closer to finding your dharma. Thank you so much for listening. This is Pavi Deva signing off.